Inked, there's no going back. That great victory is still a part of the folklore of the Hundred Worlds, but those who have seriously studied the records of Battle School and the psychological testing of the children who attended there, as well as during its later years as Fleet School, offer a different conclusion. In other words, as soon as you actually know anything about what really happened, the folklore falls apart. The supposedly rigorous testing of the children before admitting them to Battle School was, like almost all intelligence and aptitude tests, testing for nothing much beyond the ability to do well on tests, that test in particular. Throwing their tests up a flight of stairs and taking the candidates whose tests landed on even-numbered steps would have predicted future military command success with just as much accuracy. Deep study of Andrew Wiggin has revealed that his tremendous success in command and leadership owed nothing to his training, which was haphazard, hostile, and incompetent. Instead, his innate character, a term most psychologists now dispute as somewhere between misleading and meaningless, mostly because, having no respect for their own innate character, they doubt its existence in others, caused him to turn every disadvantage the system used against him into a tool for training himself and a group of cooperating students. That all of his Jeesh and other followers ended up having influential careers in and out of the military is due not to any training in Battle School or any testing thereafter, but to their innate character. Their innate character determined whether they would respond to Andrew Wiggin's invitation to train with him. That fact, and only that fact, separated the later high achievers from the rest. Some have concluded that this means the ideal training is to create a hostile environment and see who rises out of it through their own resourcefulness and cooperation with others. But the tests made based on this hypothesis have had no better than mixed results. Some have concluded that no matter how you interpret the data, whatever master bureaucrat Hiram Graff and retired war hero Mazur Rackham did in the design of Battle School and the training of Andrew Wiggin worked. Some have pointed out that Andrew Wiggin's brother, Peter, best known as the Hegemon, see the Hive Queen and the Hegemon, disseminated under the pseudonym Speaker for the Dead, received none of the training his younger brother received, and was rejected by Battle School for his excessive ambition and callous disregard for the pain of others. Yet he is honored today, as well as in his lifetime, for achieving the unification of Earth under a single government rooted in principles of liberty, democracy, and fairness. The fact that Peter Wiggin was rejected by Battle School may be the most important single indicator of the inadequacy of the school's testing procedures. For the purpose of our overview of the Battle School and Fleet School graduates, it is perhaps sufficient to recognize this. When you select from the entire human population the children who are best according to any measure of intelligence that includes verbal ability, logic, and spatial relationships, and who test well in empathy, mind reading, and adaptive social skills, you will discover that they will do very well in verbal ability, logic, spatial relationships, empathy, mind reading, and adaptive social skills throughout their lives. It is not a mark of bad science, but of good science, when a conclusion is not rejected merely because it is obvious. Carlotta Delphiki, Herodotus Papers.
Thulium did not like the nickname Ultima Thule, but since she also did not like the name Thulium, there wasn't much to choose from between them. The twins,